test technology ahead of time. Okay, this seems like a no-brainer, but you will be surprised with how many video meetings that I have attempted that technology does not work. So I'm letting you know, with more and more video meetings happening in our business world, it is critical that you take at least 15-20 minutes prior to the meeting to make sure everything is working. It sucks when you are waiting and waiting and waiting and waste precious time because tech is not working. Meeting tab. Okay, now that you are doing more virtual meetings, you are gotta be really careful with how long your meeting are running for. You don't have the luxury of people giving a 5-minute break and going to the washroom and getting up or even doing exercising, and that you are all in a room together live, which breaks up monotony. Virtual meetings can sometimes be very monotonous, so try to stick to an hour max about 2 hours, and if you have to break things up and have multiple virtual meetings, turn on video. So if you are using any type of program like Microsoft Teams, Skype, BlueJeans, Zoom, GoToMeeting, whatever platform you are using, there always an option for video. Turn it on. Have you ever been in a meeting where everyone is just on the call? You know how hard it is to actually understand what people are doing because body language is so powerful. It's kind of like you are having a meeting in a dark room. That's not helpful, nor is it effective and efficient. So if you have video capability, don't make it a guideline, make it a rule, make it mandatory. Turn the video on. You would be surprised. Study shows you get more information by actually seeing people in front of you. Use icebreakers. Okay, with virtual meeting, you already have a disadvantage of being really far apart from everyone, and you're only connected through video, right, with everyone. Now, with regular meetings, live meetings, you have the ability to chat, to discuss things with people before the meeting starts. You don't have that same opportunity. So I really do highly recommend you just interject slight icebreakers just to get everyone kind of connected and together. It really does make a difference, and it keeps the distance that you already have, which is already a big distance to begin with, a lot smaller, and connectivity as a team.